I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. When Google first rolled out its art project at the beginning of last year, there were 17 museums involved.
They tended to be heavy hitters with largely European-centric collections.
That's Chad Kerver, Director of Publications, Graphic Design, and Web at SF MoMA. He says other museums wanted to be involved, and Google wanted to broaden the range of works represented. So there are now 151 museums included. SF MoMA chose 26 works by local artists in all kinds of media.
Not only does it highlight the real diversity of artistic practices that are here, but also the wildly divergent kinds of artworks that we own representing it.
So there are paintings, drawings, photographs, multimedia, architecture and design, accompanied by the museum's supporting materials.
One of our main goals was to provide that opportunity to see a high-res image of an artwork, but also then to quickly get from there to video content that we have about the artist, biographies, short text on the artwork itself. And so it was about making sure that you had both the experience of the artwork itself and that we could also then bring the context for you to help you to understand it better.
Kerver says Google's reach is unimaginable for most museums, with about 20 million visitors to the Art Project website its first year. The site allows you to create your own collection of favorite works from all of the museums. Think of it as an art playlist or a very expensive Pinterest board. SF MoMA's Chad Kerver.
Because of light conditions and the scale of the galleries, we tend to group photography with photography, design with design, et cetera, et cetera. And so here we get to mix and match those experiences in a way that is different than when you're in the physical space. Our end goal is to get people to have face-to-face encounters with those artworks, but in an odd way, the digital can reveal physical characteristics of that artwork that you would never really grasp in person.
Like being able to zoom in until your nose feels right up against the painting. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.